Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
12,000 Con Ed customers are still waiting to get their electricity back after losing it yesterday. Most of them are in Brooklyn, and Con Ed now estimates it'll have everyone restored by 3 tomorrow morning.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is on our news line. Governor, you said after last week's Manhattan power outage that you had lost confidence in Con Ed. So how are you feeling after this latest round of outages?
Hi, Steve. Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. It just keeps getting worse. You know, last week we had the blackout on the west side of Manhattan, and there was no explanation given by Con Ed. They said at the time they didn't know what it was. I toured their facilities after around midnight and spoke with the senior managers, and they just didn't know what it was. And a blackout is not just an inconvenience. It's a public safety hazard. Remember, past blackouts, it can be looting. People are on medical equipment. It's dangerous. And this situation, it's a summer heat wave. Yeah, a big shock. We have heat waves in the summer, and we know it. And for Con Ed to say, well, we weren't prepared or we didn't know, this is just unacceptable, totally unacceptable. We're going to do an independent investigation. They can be fined. They can have a monitor imposed. Or we can replace Con Ed. You know, they don't have a God-given right to be the franchise in New York City.
You and Mayor de Blasio have threatened to replace Con Ed, or at least brought up the possibility, Governor. Hypothetically, how would that process even work?
The state regulates Con Ed. The state gives out and regulates the franchises for power companies across the state. So Long Island has one power company. New York City has Con Ed. The upstate cities have different power companies, and they are franchised and licensed by the state. If the state concludes that they are not performing, they can revoke the franchise and bring in another power company. There are other power companies operating in the state. There are other power companies operating in the country. National Grid is a big power company. PSE&G is a big power company. So they can be replaced. That's the ultimate solution for a power company that's not performing.
I guess one thing a lot of us wonder about, Governor, is who owns the infrastructure? In other words, if you get rid of Con Ed, does somebody come in with nothing?
No. The ratepayers have paid their bills every month, and the ratepayers are the ones who have paid the cost of the installation of the infrastructure, et cetera. Con Ed has the franchise to operate it, but Con Ed does not own it. And that would be part of the shift in the agreement. We changed power companies on Long Island. They had infrastructure put in over many, many years, the cables, the wires, the transmission substations, et cetera. And we changed the operator. We can change the operator in New York City. And I don't mean to be harsh, but Con Ed has an attitude, the so-called too big to fail, you know, that there's a God-given right that they are the operator. That's not true. And they should trust me when I say that's not true. And the Public Service Commission that regulates them, I can tell you, is at their wit's end. To have a blackout in Manhattan and for the answer to be, well, we didn't know what happened. You have a heat wave of several days. Let's be honest. This has not been the longest, most intense heat wave. And they can't handle what is basically a customary heat wave. They should look in the mirror. There's no one to point fingers at. There's no one to blame. It's them.
So, Governor, you've been bringing up this possibility, this threat of maybe getting rid of Con Ed, replacing them. What would the line in the sand be? What would it take for you to say, all right, that's enough?
The results of the independent investigation that we're doing, and we have national experts coming in to do an independent investigation and an evaluation. In other words, Con Ed still hasn't given us an answer for the Manhattan blackout last week. And if the independent investigation comes in, and I say investigation slash evaluation, if they come back and they say, look, Con Ed just blew it. They're incompetent. They didn't handle it right. They haven't maintained the equipment. They couldn't handle the situation or the emergency. That would be definitive.
You may have heard that the estimated restoration time for the thousands still out in Brooklyn and Queens has been pushed to 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. What do you say to the folks there who've been sweltering now for a good 24 hours?
Well, it's been pushed. This is like the third estimate that they've given us, right? The same thing happened with the blackout in Manhattan. Frankly, I don't put a lot of stock in their deadlines because I found them to be meaningless in the past. I think if I were in Brooklyn and I had no power during this, I would be irate. People pay their bills. Now, if consumers say, well, you know what, I'm not going to pay my bill this month because I didn't have power, then let's see what Con Ed says. But they should be irate. They pay for a service and they're not getting the service. And that's why the recourse is the state licenses and regulates the utility because an individual doesn't have the right to fire Con Ed, right? You have no option. You're basically dealing with a monopoly when you're a consumer. And that's why the state has the right, and we take it very seriously. And I have said to Con Ed, not just in a press release, I've said to the senior leadership of Con Ed face-to-face, the PSC is at its wit's end, and I'm going to demand better for the people of New York. They've dealt with me long enough to know that I'm not kidding around. We've gone through this a number of times. And look, be reasonable. After Hurricane Superstorm Sandy, there were issues. There's a natural disaster, there were issues. There's a snowstorm, a sleet storm, there are issues. I understand that. That becomes a question of how fast they respond to an emergency. And frankly, that can be argued, right? Whether they had notice, et cetera. They have no justification for this. They haven't had an answer for the Manhattan blackout, and you can't say to the people of New York City, well, this was a summer heat wave. Yes, we have heat waves. That's why they call it the summer. And again, this was not an extensive 10-day, two-week. This is what they should be prepared for, and they're not.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, as always, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.